Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, 97.1. So to Brady stuff, how about Robert Kraft? Sully, you see that comment?
I saw that it spoke earlier. What one are you referring to?
If Tom wanted to be a Patriot, we would have had a deal.
Yeah.
Ooh. And before we do this, because I know it's going to happen, we're going to get a bunch of the ding-dong like lemmings. Tom can do whatever he wants. Yeah, he can. And we can criticize him. There's no infallibility here. Tom Brady to the Buccaneers is dumb. Now, if Brady went to Tennessee, doorstep of a Super Bowl, if Brady went to the Chargers, Super Bowl roster, had Brady gone to a place to try to win one more chip, it's a different conversation. It's still about, I don't love leaving New England, but I get it. Going to Tampa Bay is a desperate, sad move. You can call it whatever you want. Tampa Bay, the Lions, they're the same damn thing. They are. It'd be like LeBron James at age 39 when he's done with the Lakers going to the Sacramento Kings. It'd be sad. It's like Connor McDavid when he's 40 ending up with the New Jersey Devils. It doesn't make any sense.
Tony Parker with the Hornets.
Yes, Michael. Yes. So, please, if the only thing you're going to call up is, oh, Brady can do whatever he wants, then why are you calling me? I don't need to hear that. We're not having the same conversation.
Also, can I read you Belichick's quote? Because this is, it's always been the debate, right? Who's more chicken or the egg? Who's more responsible for the Patriots' success? Maybe I'm looking into this too much, but here's what Bill said. He said, Tom was not just a player who bought into our program. He was one of its original creators. He didn't just perform. He didn't just win. He won championships over and over again. And it seems like a nice quote, but I read it and I think to myself, Belichick saying, it's our program. Tom bought into it, and he was one of the first to buy into us, a.k.a. Yeah. It's our system. It's my system. There's always been this ego, but this back and forth between those two, and that'll always be the debate.
Yeah, and you know what? Brady had his ego deflated because they weren't going to pay him. They just said no. And they had to because he's done. He's done. That's all there is to it. 248-539-9797. Go ahead, Mike. Rip and roll. What do you got on the ticket text? Then we'll get to the people.
Yeah, a ton of ticket texts coming in. I think it's just sad. Brady going to the Bucs. Mike, I don't want to see him in that jersey, and I'm not even a big Brady fan. And I think that's a sports
it's
thing.
Crazy. It's crazy.
Well, and we get the other side of it. Tom Brady, I have no doubt in my mind, will have the Bucs in the Super Bowl. They're a ready-made team. He's going to put them over the top. Opposite. I don't think they'll win seven games this year, someone's saying.
Ready-made team? Ready-made for what? Did you get a look at that defense last year? Ready-made team? I mean, I get that they got Mike Evans and Godwin. I get that, but have you watched Tom Brady play? I'll be shocked if they make the playoffs. Shocked.
Yeah, hey, let me read this text here. Mike, I think that Brady will get them into the playoffs, but I don't think they'll do anything in the playoffs. It's going to be sad to watch. I can't wait to see that new TB12 logo with the Bucs. It's going to be weird. Now, and I want to read this text because this is, I firmly believe this. This is something I've been saying too. I think that Tom Brady wants to keep playing because he wants to prove that TB12 works.
Mike, I've heard it a million times. I can't argue it. I'm not totally agreeing with it. But look, the whole thing, so be it. Look, now it's a question of what do the Patriots do? Who do they go and get? Bridgewater's off the market. Mariota's off the market. I would have no interest in Nick Foles. I would have, you know, again, you know, and I give you another team that did something dumb. What are the Saints doing?
Yeah.
How many years in a row do you need to see Drew Brees' arm give out by November and they can't push the ball vertically down the field for you to stop signing this guy? I mean, Drew Brees is a legend. He's a Hall of Famer. He's a fabulous player, but he's done. Can't do it no more. Go look at the Saints in September, then go look at them in December in the playoffs. Tell me what you see. Yeah, here you go. 2 years, 50 mil. What? These teams are bird brains. They're bird brains.
And, Mike, why do not the—
You know what New England's going to do now? I'll tell you what they're going to do now.
Jameis.
Nah, even better. I'm talking ultimate ego F you. I know what they're doing.
Oh, I think I know what you might say, but go ahead.
No. I want you to guess. That's part of the beauty of it.
I'm going to guess that you're going to say that they're going to trade back for Jimmy Garoppolo.
No, even bolder, even crazier.
Trade for Matthew Stafford.
No, you're getting closer, though.
Oh, God. I thought that was the craziest thing I could say.
You're getting closer.
They
Taysom
will.
Taysom Hill.
Taysom Hill?
Yep.
Really? I was going to guess trade up in the draft or something and draft somebody.
New Orleans has a first-round grade on the guy. But guess what? If there's any franchise that thinks they're the smartest guy in the room and thinks they could do more than what New Orleans has done with Taysom Hill, it's them. They're not giving the job to Jared Stidham. They'll take Taysom Hill and make him the franchise QB. Well, that's just like the ultimate Patriot move, isn't it? Take the first-round pick, draft Taysom Hill. That's really what it is.
Yeah, I think that, I didn't even think of that one. Wow.
That's my job. I'm here for you. I'm here to provide.
But don't you think that, and I don't agree with this because I think Jimmy Garoppolo is better than what people think, but there's this underlying belief that the Niners aren't sold on him, they would be open to trading him. What if Bill traded back and got Jimmy G back in a Patriots uniform, which if he had it his way, he would have been starting for New England instead of Brady. That'd be an ultimate power play.
Well, then what does Frisco do? They're not trading Jimmy Garoppolo. Who's their quarterback? There's no Tom Brady scenario anymore.
Yeah, they'd have to draft one or they'd have to take one.
Mike, they're going to the Super Bowl. They're not sitting here trying to rebuild. Come on. Now, when the Brady thing was out there and you had that fantasy, I would have tolerated it. But give me a break. Well, I mean, how about this? Where's Cam Newton land?
Could he be in New England? Is that any sort of a fit?
No. You remember the other person I had guided to a certain NFC team? I was convinced option one was a bum who was like Trubisky. But I got a guy who is going to replace Trubisky. It's Cam.
Yeah, that's would have been one of my guesses for where he could land.
No, I wouldn't want him. Look, to me, it's like Cam Newton, if his own team doesn't want him, why the hell do you?
Yep.
No interest.
Why do guys do this, though, like Brady? I mean, how many times do we have to see, whether it was Montana Chiefs, Peyton Manning Broncos, Brett Favre Jets? Like, these legendary quarterbacks always
Unitas,
just need to keep
Namath.
Playing.
Yeah, Mike, all he had to do was check his ego at the door, take less money, try to win. Right? Winning's the most important thing. Does he have a better chance of winning with the Buccaneers or the Patriots moving forward? Go ahead. Lie to me and say Tampa Bay.
No.
So if it was about the winning, what the hell were you traffic injuries? Well, you know what? I give up. NFL free agency just makes you want to give up.
Smartest in the room.
Remarkable.
Yep.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy. Yeah, you're right. The Packers have such a dearth of offensive linemen. We'll get rid of Brian Bulaga. Brian Bulaga is so replaceable, they just signed Rick Wagner.
Right.
But here are the Chargers going out and doing that. If you want the guy, go get the guy. Go get Jack Conklin. Or get Glasgow.
Right.
You want to get better on the offensive line, go get the guy. But, like, these teams mess around with guys who are just toast, and they pay him. Crazy. 248-539-9797. Roberto, you're going to love this, brother. I think we could bring the cocked and loaded pick of the day back with a live horse racing bet.
He just stepped out, but I'm sure he will be. He will
unbelievable.
Love that.
97-1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.